And now it's time for the Cannabis Report here on KGNU Community Radio. I'm Hannah Lee Myers, and as always, I'm joined by cannabis correspondent Leland Rucker. Leland, thank you so much for being here.
Always good to be here.
So you went to a conference and brought back some interesting information for us about what you learned. Fill us in here.
Yeah, this conference was, it's called the Patients Out of Time Conference. It was in Kansas City, Missouri over the weekend, and it was just medical doctors and nurses giving presentations about the endocannabinoid system and how cannabis comes into play with it. And, you know, there's a lot of evidence that cannabis or whatever is in cannabis. It's been used to treat symptoms of human illnesses, disorders, diseases. In many cultures for centuries, people have been using it. And, you know, it was a standard pharmaceutical product in the United States back in the late 19th and early 20th century. And today, you know, after decades of lies from the government, depictions of people who are stoners, we find ordinary people are using cannabis for pain, arthritis, muscle relief, working out, and surprise, just to relax. And cannabinoids, they're chemical compounds that are found in cannabis plants. They've found more than 100 so far. There's only a few that we actually know too much about. But for the most part, no other plant accumulates these quite like cannabis does. And it provides the cannabis plant with everything from pest resistance, relief from UV rays, things like that. And the most recognized are, of course, THC, tetrahydrocannabinol, known for its psychoactive properties, and cannabidiol, which is CBD. And that's recognized generally for medical applications. And those are called phytocannabinoids because they're outside. And scientists have also discovered, and when I first read about this, I thought, this is nuts. But they discovered that our body creates cannabinoids and produces those naturally in the body, and they're called endocannabinoids. And they have structures similar to the cannabinoids that are outside of our bodies. There's two so far, anandamide and 2-AG. And then scientists found that there's receptors in all mammals that respond to cannabinoids. Amazing. Just CBD1 receptors are found in the brain. CBD2 receptors are found throughout the body. These are part of our entire system to help our system stay in balance. The endocannabinoids hook up with these receptors. In biochemistry, they call it the lock and key model, where the cannabinoid molecules act like keys that fit into the CB receptors, which are locks. When the CB receptor is unlocked by a particular cannabinoid, it changes its shape, and how it changes shape determines how it regulates cell signaling. And it sounds complex, but it's really just basically a system in our body to keep us in balance.
Super interesting stuff. Deep science there. A lot for doctors to work on. I mean,
yeah, it was interesting to hear doctors and nurses talk about the kinds of things that they're doing. And, you know, I learned that CBD has nothing to do with these receptors. That's THC that touches into these receptors. And again, doctors are just trying to find out more. They really just want data so they can work with it and find out more about how this works. More than anything, the conference kind of reminded me that we're bombarded by headlines. You know, this research says, a new study found, and events like these kind of helped me at least distill much of that and made the points a little bit easier to understand, mostly because the presenters are the people who are actually involved in this research and involved in trying to get these kind of answers. You know, it's just medical marijuana that's legal in Missouri right now, but they have a recreational initiative coming up in November, and I have no doubt that it's going to pass. There's also a lot of talk about the future of medical marijuana, and we've had that conversation here in Colorado, and as the market diminishes somewhat, there's been talk of, you know, maybe getting rid of medical marijuana. And this is just another point that shows that cannabis is it's a way to get high. There's no doubt about that. But there's also a lot of medical possibilities in what they were talking about. There was one that talked about cannabinoid hyperemesis syndrome. And this is this one, I've been reading about it for years, that certain people, they develop vomiting and intestinal problems every time they smoke marijuana, and it's usually from heavy users. So the general thought was, well, it's the heavy use of cannabis that's causing the hyperemesis syndrome. But what they're finding out is that it's just a certain number of people who are affected because of a certain gene that they have. I even spoke with someone who said he doesn't use cannabis because of hyperemesis syndrome. So, you know, this was just a way to get a little bit better information about what's going on. And, you know, I'll admit there was definitely a bit of preaching to the choir. Nobody there was not supportive of medical marijuana. There was a lot of doctors and nurses there. There was even a course that you could take and get credit for. But it showed once again that slowly but surely, we're getting rid of the stigma that's followed pot in the United States since the 1930s.
And it's good for you to remind us that we're often seeking that oversimplification of things in headlines, and that really, just because an issue is complex, for example, trying to find what value or issues exist with cannabis that is a complex issue, does not mean that there's not value to be had in it because it's complex. It doesn't need to be simple for it to be valuable or worthwhile. And I think that could be difficult for people to understand right now when they're not getting super simple answers. But these very complex scientific explanations, but not a whole lot of answers right yet.
No, and what I found out is that these doctors and nurses are looking for those answers. You know, they just want the data so they can find out how this all works.
Well, Leland, we'll be patient with you, and we'll tune in here the first and third Thursday of every month to get a little bit more information. Leland, thank you so much, as always, for keeping us in the loop.
Thanks.
For KGNU, I'm Hanley Myers.